Welcome to today's brief intelligence session. Welcome to the New World Order. Just want to give a brief update, brief news flash, brief comment on the global climate. While everyone is distracted looking at one thing, there are many other things being rapidly introduced into the societal machine. The only thing I'll say for today is that for those who have been following this show for 3 years, you already know that I vehemently published and taught and enucleated and pontificated on the facts. Made it clear that the pharmaceutical salvation and interventions offered by the scientific community and that were supported by the world's governments and disseminated by media, I made it clear that they were bioweapons, that they were instruments of humanticide, populicide, genocide, democide. And now we have AstraZeneca, the Food and Drug Administration, the CDC, the NIH, NIAID, Pfizer, Moderna, after the fact revealing that they knew all along that their products were deleterious to the health of its recipients. So this show was 100% correct. Didn't miss a beat, didn't miss a step, period. I made it clear that those shots were poison. We talked about graphene oxide, we talked about graphene, we talked about reduced graphene oxide, we talked about the technology based around graphene. While the news media and the Trusted News Initiative and all of its partners and participants were busy, you know, Google search engines changing things in real time to try to stick to the narrative that they wanted everybody to believe, you were told that graphene was in your shots for a very specific purpose. Well, now graphene is the talk of the town all of a sudden. Now CERN seems to be deeply concerned and paying very close attention to the so-called benefits that are offered through the usage of graphene. So CERN is now using graphene in order to create and generate and collect more accurate readings and do variegated other things that pertains to their experiments. They feel as though graphene will make things more precise and more beneficial. They're calling it a wonder material all of a sudden. Interesting that there's a great interest in pursuing dark matter and matters of darkness, while simultaneously also incorporating into the experiments which will lend towards seeking and capturing dark matter. Graphene has become a grandiose superstar in the scientific experiments. Anyway, meanwhile, the United States of America is rapidly descending into the abyss, financially, economically, spiritually, philosophically, ideologically. It's sinking. The country is being bombarded with an influx of individuals who don't care anything about the so-called American standard of living. And the so-called American dream. United States enemies have infiltrated its borders, and they've been here for a long time. They didn't just start coming in, they've been here. There are sleeper cells all over the United States of America just waiting for the right and proper call, waiting for the prompt to be activated and do what they feel as though is necessary to bring into fruition their visions, goals, and dreams. However, the destruction of America is underway, and the bogus, godless, unintelligent leadership of the United States has accelerated its progress towards its own fiery destruction. The taxpayers of the United States of America have been raped, deceived, exploited, bamboozled, disrespected, and spat upon. Their money is going towards, our money is going towards, my money is going towards things that I do not support. But we'll have to talk about those things some other time. Anyway, this is just a small intelligence session discussing some of the current affairs that are beginning to rear their ugly head. We have all this talk about bird flu, and we already know that the social engineers are licking their chops, wondering when they can roll out another draconian lockdown and stripping of civil liberties. When they can begin to pour out more dystopia into society. Technologically advanced dystopia. Poised to introduce more messenger RNA shots into the human family. They are anxious to erect a scientific dictatorship. If they could, they would pump you up with thousands of deleterious depopulatory injections, telling you it's for your good and for your health, but secretly knowing that it's going to exterminate you. And they're telling themselves, well, this is a benefit as pertains to restoring the earth back to its original balance by reducing the population that they feel as though is a cancer upon the earth. They feel as though humans are a cancer on the earth. They believe Malthusian principles are more needed now than ever. And all this ties into the fulfillment and the actuation of Agenda 2030. Anyway, before we close, let us take a brief look at some of the information around the excitement concerning what all the news media told you was nonsensical, bogus nonsense. Oh, graphene, there's no graphene in the shots. Oh, graphene's not even important. What is that? We never even heard of that. Oh, this is just a conspiracy theory. It must be something being put out by Q. As I said on my show, we only deal with real scientia, real science, real data, empirical data. So let me go ahead and lay some of this down really quickly. There was an introductory talk by Costas Costarellos from the University of Manchester in the United Kingdom, who leads this new work package together with Jose Garrido from Catalan Institute of Nanoscience and Nanotechnology. Articulated in very simple terms, the first question that must be considered is, why graphene? They're asking, why is graphene now such an important thing? Why now? Indeed, although graphene possesses certain properties that are desirable for several high-tech applications, what technological requirements this and other 2D materials could address in biomedicine requires further investigation. Implantable electronic devices such as artificial retina implants or bioelectronics interfaces envisioned by GlaxoSmithKline, a partner of the new work package to treat diseases using electrical stimuli, must fulfill strict performance requirements to reduce patient discomfort. For instance, they must be small, flexible, stable in physiological conditions and able to provide reliable electrical performance for years. Although graphene possesses the structural and mechanical properties required by these devices, its stability and reliable operation in situ is less certain and will depend heavily on the quality and chemical reactivity of the specific materials used. Whether graphene-based interfaces can deliver electrical signals intense enough to stimulate the human nervous system or outperform the sensors currently used to detect neuronal electrical activity are also open questions that several groups, including that of Garrido, are trying to answer. The application of graphene to assist drug delivery is another area of potential significance. Many drugs with beneficial therapeutic properties can also present detrimental side effects, limiting their clinical application. The use of nanomaterials to immobilize and deliver these drugs can assist with preventing undesirable effects. Also, complementary studies are exploring strategies to controllably release the immobilized drugs when the appropriate biological target is identified. The ease by which graphene can be chemically modified seemingly lends itself well to such immobilization and delivery applications. What will likely be a much more significant hurdle is the requirement that any graphene-based drug delivery system should present a water-like demonstration of its biocompatibility. It is not appropriate to make general statements on the behavior of graphene oxide, and other 2D materials when interacting with complex biological systems. Rather, specific properties such as flake size, defect density, and surface chemistry dictate whether graphene is biologically inert or able to maintain therapeutic effectiveness without any kind of undesirable toxicity, Well, they didn't care anything about that when they used it as a drug delivery mechanism in the molecular architecture of the COVID-19 SARS-CoV-2 therapeutics, gene therapies that were mass distributed across the globe. They didn't care about these things then, even though they knew that it would cause effects. They know that in many different respects, it is cytotoxic. They knew this all along, of course. It's been known all along. Anyway, we'll stop there. The purpose of addressing this data is to show you that graphene is and has been considered in the biomedical arena. It is being used for biomedical applications. It is being used as a drug delivery mechanism and apparatus. There was no conspiracy theories. There never was. As I said, CERN is now getting ready to use graphene in its experiments, and it will be used in the construction of the new 63-mile-long new super collider that is set to be operational and functional in the 2040s. It will be used in the super collider that has been approved for construction. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, CERN in Geneva, Switzerland, and in France, parts of France, are getting ready to lay down an apparatus that will make it more easy for fallen watchers to cross the veil, even though the watchers need no help from humans. They have the innate programmed knowledge of how to shift between dimensions. Angels are sent through dimensions all the time to execute the functions and tasks that they were given by the architect of the universe. Even the scripture says that many of you have already entertained angels unaware. They appear as humans when really they are not. So shape-shifting is already in the book of Hebrews in the New Testament of the Bible. We already know that Philip was translated from one place to another, from one dimension to another, instantaneously. We know that Yeshua also was able to appear from one place to another in less than a nanosecond. Able to transcend all 10 dimensions seamlessly. Anyway, we will talk about these things further in the very near future. This was just a brief intelligence session. Till next time, Shalom Aleichem.